possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening to us. We hope you're enjoying your 4th of July holiday weekend. Dooley, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm all right. Moving and grooving, trying to keep my head above water as always, and basking in the glory of my 2 week out almost. Well, when you're listening to us, it will be my son's wedding. I feel like I could talk about it forever because it was so magical and everything that went along with it. It was just so beautiful and just so well done, and everybody had a blast, and everything worked out, and the weather was great. I know we talked about it a little bit last week, but just all of the players, everybody that was hired, everybody that did their job, did a great job. So, and I can't state enough, we're seeing some of the pictures now from John's and Katie's photographer, Jordan DeNike, and the stuff is magnificent. I said to a few people, if you looked at the shots and the buildings and everything that we used, all of these old buildings that we had events at, or, you know, the kids stayed at the Colonnade for 4 nights. And so Katie got dressed at the Colonnade, which is, they're lovely. There's 3 little suites on the second floor that you can rent. And she stayed in that, so that's where she got dressed, and her mom did, so they came over and did their thing there. And then when Sean and Katie first saw each other, you know, the first look, they were on the outside of the Colonnade, so that magnificent building, you know. And then my cousin Jimmy Cadden and Aaron Cadden's car, which is a 1939 Ford, it was Frank Regan, the funeral director, it was his car, and he willed it to my cousin Jimmy when he passed, and my cousin takes such perfect care of that car. It's magnificent. And, you know, having that outside, and then they parked over at the, I think maybe I've said this, but they parked in front of the federal courthouse on North Washington, and there was just one other car was up a little, so there was the photo of Sean and Katie walking across the street getting out of the car, because I had told them I wanted to do a photo, make sure they get a picture with the Electric City sign behind them. So they were doing that, and when they were, the car was parked, so Jordan took a photo from across the street of them coming across from in front of the building, and it looks like they're walking right, like they're in 1939, just because the old building and the old car, and it was just perfect. So there's a picture of them in front of the Albright, on the side of the Albright library, right on North Washington. and this beautiful gate and beautiful wrought iron gate and the top part of the gate. It's gorgeous. And I'm telling you, based on the pictures, including inside the cultural center, if I told you, hey, the Sacred Heart Chapel on the youth campus, Posh, outside of Posh at the Scranton Club, the colonnade, the cultural center, the library that they took the photos at, some of them at, you know, before the wedding. You would think if I said, oh yeah, this was in Europe, people would believe it because the buildings are magnificent and the way she took them with that, it's just glorious, absolutely beautiful. So I just love the fact, because I had said when I spoke at the wedding that Sean and Katie had asked me to do a welcome, and I just said, you know, we are so fortunate, blessed with the architecture and the buildings that we have in this town, and some of them, thanks to adaptive reuse, we were able to use this whole weekend, all old buildings, to go along with his theme, and it was perfect. And like everybody was saying when they spoke about the kids, they all said how proud Sean is to be a Scranton boy. And even though we grew up, my house is in Dunmore, you know, he just says Scranton because everybody knows it. So, but he was so proud of doing it here and using these buildings that we were able to do. It was just, I just can't express how perfect it was. Just using everything and the way we did and how it all came together was, and then that old car, my cousin's car. It was just, nothing short of magical. And that's what I say. So it was fantastic. So, my cousin Michelle from Epicurean, she and I spoke last week, and you know, she wanted to know how everything was, and I said it was beautiful. Everything was perfect. The food, everyone is still talking about it. It was, and I told you, Jewel, we did a pie bar instead of cake, so they had a small cutting cake, which, by the way, the cutting cake was lemon blueberry, by the way. But so they had that, and then they brought that home because nobody ate the cake, the pie bar, and we had cookies and little Linzer tart and ricotta cookies with cream cheese icing and brownies. We had that extra with the pies, and it was just great. It was just something a little bit different, and it was just really cool. So
yeah.
So I was thrilled to tell her. Yes, everything was fabulous. The cultural center did a great job. Cloud Nine Transportation, Jimmy Levy, he did our transporting Friday night and Saturday. He did a great job. Josh Pace was the videographer. He's out of Philadelphia. He did a phenomenal job. Jordan is local. And then Jillian Holcomb was wonderful. So everything about everything that they had was great. I have to give another big shout out to Kai Betts, Jewel. He did the caricature work for us at that day, mm-hmm. and he did a beautiful job. If you ever need him, he's local. Mark Sioka did a beautiful job with things he did for us. We had the frame of the Cultural Center pen and ink that Mark did, and all around the frame we had for people to sign good wishes to them, and now we just picked out the frame this week, so he's going to frame it for me for them. And so we tried to incorporate the arts into as much as we did as well. Doug Smith and all of his band, all of his band members and all of the musicians he hired were just top notch. The band, the Untouchables out of Philadelphia, outstanding. I mean, just, I can't tell you how perfect. It was just wonderful. It was everything we hoped it would be and more. So it's always a good way. I just put on my Facebook page, I just put my picture, my face, which was, somebody took a picture while I was getting my caricature done, and I loved how it looked, so I zoomed in on the face and put it on. And then my dear friend Denise Leppo, I was down at the downtown deli, this week, and she put it on for me. I said, I tried to do it, but it wasn't going. And so she's like, give me your phone. So she did it for me, and then she put a picture of my boys and their mom in front of the in the Casey Library in front of the mantle, fireplace. And that's a beautiful shot with my boys. And yeah, a lot of good comments, a lot of, you know, and Julie, I have to say, because I don't think I've given enough credit to this with my dress and my outfit for the night before from Knott and Company was, and I'm telling anybody, mother of the groom, mother of the bride, if you want something special and something silk, the Dubioni silk that they use for my dress and for my top on Friday, the pants were silk shantung, but you want to wear something special, do not hesitate to go down and talk to Knott and Katie and let them show you their the collection and the colors and the options you have. They did a phenomenal job. Katie came to my house that morning. I mean, they were only a couple blocks down the street, but she came to my house that morning and helped me get my dress and everything, my tie, my bow tied, and just everything. Just everything she did for me two nights. She was here, you know, making house calls, so to speak. Those are the things that are that the personal touches you can get that you don't get from going into you know, a large department store. You're not going to get that same kind of care. And I just say that because I'm all about small business and taking care of people in our community. And there's no reason that anyone has to go out of town to get their dress, because you do it, go do it. But there's go see Knott and Katie, because their stuff is magnificent. You don't see yourself coming and going. The colors are gorgeous. And the stuff they have to choose from is magnificent. So go see them and at least give it a look. Try it, because you just don't know. And then, of course, that's my friend advice. Kathy Davis. What, honey?
Oh, that's good advice for everybody. That personal touch that the local business offer. You can't beat it.
Absolutely. You can't beat it. And the special care you have, and just going there and for the fittings and all that stuff. It's right here in our own hometown. They've been doing this a long, long time. And I know so many people who have gotten their mothers of the bride or dress or mothers of the groom or mothers of the bride or somewhere special you have to go. The stuff is just gorgeous. So go and see them. They do a wonderful job. And they're in, you know, right in Green Ridge, right on Kapausen, right on the corner of Kapausen and Marion. And right across from Nearest Pizza and down the street from St. Paul's Church. They're right there on the corner. And they can help you. They can do what they can for you. But go and see them. Like Nada always tells me, at least come in and look. See what we have. It may not be for you. Not everybody fits in every store. Not meaning, like, it may not be your style. So that fit might be wrong. So, you know, but go and see it. Go and look and see what they can do. And see what happens. You never know. It's so much easier. Just all of them. Like Kathy Davis, they registered at Over the Moon, and they had their shower registry, their bridal registry, you know, getting, just dealing with Kathy and her personal touch and having things delivered right to my front door. She can call you. She's very helpful if I want to get something. She'll shoot me pictures of things. Like that kind of closeness and down, you're right here in town. It was just so great to be able to do that. And she has the most gorgeous things, and she's as kind and lovely as you can be. And so, you know, we did a lot of work with Kathy as well, and she did our display shower, and actually, Maddie did it, who was works for her, and Mark Sweeney dropped off a lot of stuff for it. They're just everybody we dealt with. Mansour's Market, Mansour's Restaurant. We did our rehearsal party there. Carolyn just went out of her way, as she always does. She's so kind and gracious, and the food is delicious. The place is fabulous after hours too. Little white linens and votives and little flowers with on every table, and it was just, it creates a whole different atmosphere, and it was beautiful. The bar was outside on the back deck, and they catered to us from the gluten-free angle. Just perfect, perfect. So there's so many things to do and so many places to go. Again, the cultural center and everything we did there, they're beautiful, beautiful places in our area, and we are fortunate to have them. So don't be afraid to check them out, see what's there. And I know most people that I know, anyone who I know who's had their event at the center, they love it. So it's just a great building. And we were happy, but that's what you get living in a great town like Scranton, Jewel, right? We get to these things at our disposal, and friends of ours who run them and operate them, and it's always good to have those connections. So in the meantime, we are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, Jewel. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising special PR and special event business. And with me is the lovely producer of this show, Miss Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. And Jewel, tell them what you can do, baby.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit juliedimmel.com.
There you go. And, Jewel, just a little bit more. I want to talk just a little bit more about my sister, Barbara, who did all of the flowers and the decorating. It was magnificent. I don't know. Were you able to put a few photos up last week or no?
You know what? I didn't put anything up yet. I think you should send me a couple more.
Okay.
And we'll do it this
week. I
have
some nice ones. Yeah.
Because you got your photos from a photographer now. Yeah.
I do. Yeah. Not all of them, but they're trickling in and they're beautiful. So, but yes, my sister did a phenomenal job. And, you know, she's, again, Barbara Cadden from Cadden Florist, and she's up at the top of Orme Street, the 1700 block, right outside of the Cathedral Cemetery. And Barbara does a great job, not just because she's my sister and she's my son's aunt and godmother, but she knocked it out of the ballpark because it was mm-hmm. the flowers were magnificent, and the way she had everything set up, the decorating of it was beautiful. The front walking in, she had this old, great old rectangular table with no linen, and pictures of the kids and some flowers in one corner and candles, and it was beautiful. And that she had these chairs set up at an angle that go with the table, so it sort of was like the welcoming part of as anyone's kitchen and table or dining room, and a table is to welcome people to your home and your family, and that's sort of what she wanted to create. And it was right when you walked in, no linen, which I loved, because when the doors open and the breeze comes in, nothing's flopping around and moving. It was beautiful. So really, and then upstairs on the where they got married in Shopland Hall was lovely. We used all of the old chairs that are original to the building for people to sit on, and then if everyone else like just trickled into the pews behind the chairs. And she had a birch arbor that she had made, and it just was gorgeous. Petals of roses on the ground. It was just lovely as could be. So I just want to give a big shout out to my sister. I love you, Barb, and you did a great job as always. So that's it. And Julie, I know we were talking a little bit about these magnificent buildings that we get to have, and I'm a board member of the Historical Society, Lackawanna Historical Society, and nobody knows old better than Marianne Moran Savakinis. And I know the tours are coming up, and you have some info on that you want to share, correct?
I do. I love their Facebook page, and anybody who has an appreciation for architecture, old buildings, history, and wants to learn more about the area should follow their page, Lackawanna Historical Society. They post such great stuff all the time, consistently. The photos they post are interesting, and you know, nobody else has these. They go into their archives, and then the content that they put with it is so well done, so well researched and well written. Of course, you know, I appreciate anything that's well written, and they take a lot of care to do a great job. And I feel like I learn something new every time I click on there. One of the things they posted a couple weeks ago was about their architectural walking tours that they do every summer. And I didn't get a chance to mention it earlier, so I'm glad we have time today, because these are great. They do them every weekend through June, July, and August, and there's one in September, too, I see. And the next one coming up is Saturday, July 12th at 11 a.m. They're going to do the Lower Hill section, so you meet at Elm Park Church, which is a gorgeous church, and that is on the corner of...
Gorgeous.
It is. It's that in and of itself. You could spend an hour just perusing and looking over.
Well, that church.
Go ahead,
Julie.
Bob.
That church is magnificent, and so is mm-hmm. Covenant Presbyterian. Unbelievable,
yes.
Those churches. Yes. But anyway, go ahead. Tell them the address.
Yes, they're works of art. So Elm Park is on the corner of Linden and Jefferson in downtown there, right by the University of Scranton, and that. Tour. You meet there at Elm Park at 11 o'clock, Saturday, July 12th, and, you know, it's a nice walking tour from there. And they say that the tours are about an hour long, usually less than a mile, but, of course, each one is a little bit different. And, you know, you have this nice guided tour, and it's free, which is even better. I mean, what a great way to spend an hour. So you do need to make reservations.
Right.
And the number to call is 570-344-3844. And I will post this on the show's Facebook page. If you follow the Laurie Cadden Show on Facebook, I'll post all that information after the show, and you can easily find it there too. But so that one is coming up on Saturday, July 12th, and there's another one on Friday, July 25th, and this one's at night at 6 p.m. in the Gothic District. which is one of my favorites. You meet on the corner of Vine and North Washington Avenue, and you know what's in the Gothic District. That is the Scranton Cultural Center, the Masonic Temple, Lackawanna College.
Yeah,
it's that area, which is my old high school, is Lackawanna College. I went to Central. So, and then there's more in August and one in September. So check out their schedule. It's really well done, and it's worth your time if you're interested in. You'll see things, even if you take the tour more than once of the same route, you're going to see things, new things, each time you do the tour. I noticed that some of these old buildings are like this. Do you find this is true? Like, when you go into the Masonic Temple, every time I go in there, I notice something I didn't see before. And I've been in there hundreds and hundreds of times, right? Because I grew up going to that building. And it's so intricate. The design is so impressive. It's hard to believe. That particular building, it's hard to believe. That was built in 1930, right? The way they structured it, the way they designed it, was truly brilliant. And way ahead of its time. So we have a lot of that. We're very lucky to have these buildings well-preserved here. And I'm grateful that our historical society takes the time to put these tours together. So, there's my plug.
Well, big shout-out to the Historical Society, because Marianne Moran and Savakinis and Sarah Puccini and Olivia do a wonderful job. They are the three employees of the Historical Society, Marianne being the executive director, Sarah is the assistant director, and Olivia, I don't know her exact title, but she's part-time, and a host of volunteers who come in and work and do with the archive and do all of the stuff. Board members, who many of them take active roles. Michael Gilmartin is the president of the board. And Ella Rayburn, who does an incredible job with our collection, she gives wonderful reports and just so involved and spends so much time. There are so many people who spend time there researching and doing things. It's amazing what goes on. And it's a wonderful place to support and be part of, because it is our history. It's right here. It's the history, and it's important. And I say to anybody, when you're driving around town to some of these old buildings and some of them on Lackawanna Avenue, look up. Don't look up while you're driving, but look up when you're when you're stopped at a red light. Look up and see some of the intricacies of the work on these buildings. There's a building in I think it's the 400 block of Lackawanna Avenue. I was parked in front of on the side of Alexander's on North Washington at Lackawanna. And I said to Meyer, look at the faces in the architecture of that building. And he said, it's amazing, the stuff you see, the Casey Garage and the medallions and all these things that are around that we don't pay attention to. To your point, inside the Scranton Cultural Center, you look at things. You start upstairs on the fourth floor, and every floor you go down, the ceiling with these little pineapple-type, pine cone, pineapple-type things, start out flat against, pretty much not exactly flat, but small, right against the ceiling. And as you go down to each floor, they get larger and larger as you walk, as you go through each floor.
The pineapple
the carvings. Yeah, the carvings that are in the boxes at the theater. I mean, and that's under construction even as we think, as we speak. The theater of the Cultural Center is now being restored. So there's so much beauty in these buildings and what they have. I mean, even Fidelity Bank and what they're doing with the Life Building, or the Scranton Electric Building, and being in there now, and across the way. The courthouse is magnificent. Then you have the life building, and you look at the intricacy of those buildings and what they have and how they work, and when you go in there, what it looks like, and where you take the elevator, and then you're like, wait a minute, where am I? Because the elevator, if you go in the Scranton Life Building, which is owned by our friends, the Rinaldis, and I love, big shout out to Donnie Rinaldi, and you go in the elevator from the main door, okay? So you have northern light on one side. You walk in the door. You go straight in, and you take the elevator. When you get off at the elevator, say on the fourth floor or whatever floor VAC used to get in on, I forget, I think it was fourth, you get off and you're in on the side of the building, not where you went in, but on the other side. And I'm like, wait a minute, how did I get here when I came? So right. It's just kind of cool to like pay it to, some people don't even pay attention to that, but like I always thought it was fascinating. And that building is fabulous. Like, it houses all these wonderful retail stores and, you know, our good friends, we had our friends from the owners of Northern Light, and also now their refillery is there, the Wild Little Refillery, and our dear friend Jamie from Bethina, and then you have, who else is over there, Burlap and Bourbon, the Bowdoin store, you have Lenihan and Dempsey on the corner. There's just so much in that little, in that block there, and it's all in one huge building. And then the, you know, people who are upstairs, renters. I mean, it's just, these buildings are great. And then what these developers have done, Julie, with all of our, some of the old buildings downtown and turn them into wonderful apartments. And they're reused and they're full and it's wonderful to see all of these old buildings repurposed. It's just wonderful. So, and that's all I can tell you on that. Any more on that before we take a quick break, Jules?
No, I think that's it. I can give the number again, the number to call if you want to make reservations for one of the architectural walking tours in Scranton is 570-344-3841. That's the Lackawanna Historical Society, and just make a reservation, and they'll hook you right up. So, yeah, and I think we're about out of time for this segment.
Yeah.
Let's take a break, okay?
So we will, let's take a break. So everybody, hang on. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is Julie D. Immel, the wonderful producer of this show, and she is going to tell you a little bit about what her business does. Julie?
Why, thank you, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit juliedimmel.com.
Yay. And here we are, Jewel. It's the you're listening to us on the 5th of July, but this is a long weekend for everybody, for most people anyway. So afterwards, hopefully, we're taping on Thursday, as we always do usually. I mean, I shouldn't say always, mostly do. Sometimes we push it to Friday morning. But this week, we are taping on Thursday. So it's rainy and sunny right now. And
yes.
It's going to be the Grantacular is going to take place tonight. So hopefully we can look at that and say that it was good for them and they were able to pull it off and do the Philharmonic and to do the fireworks, which is always a wonderful thing because it was bopping downtown. I was down downtown for a couple things this afternoon and the streets are closed in front of the aforementioned federal post office. And trucks, food trucks all over the place. I went by one that really, really caught my attention, Julie. It was called Living the Dream, and right underneath it were a big painting that said French fries. And I thought, oh, man, that's like one of my food groups, baby. So delighted. I love it. Love me a good French fry. So anyway, I thought, oh, I wish I could just pull over and grab some fries. But there's nothing like fresh cut French fries. Oh, my God. I love it. Whether it's sweet potato or regular, I'm all in. So so that's going on. So let's hopefully that all worked out. And all these other, there are so many fireworks it displays happening, and I know there'll probably be some as you're listening to us tonight and probably Sunday because everyone tries to squeeze them in. So hopefully they all go as planned and it's because it's nice for people. But remember to protect your doggies and to pay attention to a lot of our veterans who get nervous and brings back a lot of thoughts of things and the thoughts of being in war, and we have to be sensitive to that too. On the flip side, people celebrate, and that's the way they do, and we want to be mindful of all of those things. And again, just to celebrate and thank to everyone who's helped us create the country we have and to be mindful of the things that we get to have in this country and some things we'd like to not have, some people running our country. We won't get into it much, Julie, but we, you know, just be thankful for the things that people do right to move our country forward. So that in light of the 4th of July. So anyway, Jewel, what else? What else can you tell me? Because we're going to remain somewhat silent on that. Just a little I had to throw in. Did you get my drift?
I get your drift, and yes, yes.
Thank you.
I get your drift.
I know.
Yes.
I know.
And that's a good attitude.
Thank you, ma'am.
Grateful for what we have. While we be concerned about other things going on in the future. Yes, that's a good way to go. I hope that they are able to do the fireworks tonight, and I think that they will. I think that the last weather report I saw that the storms were going to move through and everything would be clear by the time it got dark, so I'm hoping that does happen. I really love the way they do this event, Scrantastic Spectacular, and it really is spectacular.
Yes.
When you see the Philharmonic performing live and the music is the background for the fireworks display in downtown on Courthouse Square. It is absolutely gorgeous. It's a wonderful event. And then I have also been to the one at Kirby Park because the Philharmonic, they always come to Scranton the day before the 4th of July. So July 3rd, we get the preview. And then July 4th, they are at Kirby Park in Wilkes-Barre. That is also absolutely outstanding. They're both, they're so well done. And it's a nice, safe way to go. I think the professional shows are a real gift to us because fireworks are dangerous, you know. And it makes me very nervous when there's a lot going off in the neighborhoods, you know, next to homes and trees that are highly flammable. So these professional shows are the way to go, the way to do it. And they do a wonderful job. So, and a shout out to everybody who's performing in the Philharmonic too this weekend. They have a busy weekend, and then they also do the Philharmonic does a fundraiser with Jaya Yoga every 4th of July, where they're up on one of the rooftops downtown. I'm sure you've seen this. It's incredible.
Yes.
So they have a really, really packed weekend. They're going to be exhausted. They're going to take a couple days off, but we're lucky that we have them here.
We are. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, because live music is so important, and orchestra music I just love. And you know what, Jewel, coming up, speaking of yoga, coming up, we're going to have my cousin Jessica Cadden back on to talk about the fundraiser that she's doing, which we touched on a few weeks ago when we were talking about her film, Hold Her Hand. She's doing a fundraiser with Scranton Counseling Center coming up. So that's in August. So we're going to have her on at the end of the month to talk about that, because those things are important and they're fun, and they're, if you're a yogi, they're all good. And how about me? I call it scrantacular, and I kind of put both of them together. All right.
Well, I kind of like that, actually. It's scrantacular.
Yeah.
You have coined a new phrase. I like it. I like
there
it very
go.
Much.
There you
let's
go.
Let's use that
I'll
in some way.
Yeah. Tell Leslie when you see her.
I will. I so love it. So love it. You know, we make up our own words sometimes too.
And, I know.
You know, why not?
It all works.
It all works,
Jules.
It does.
And speaking of all this stuff, summer stuff. Go ahead.
No. I know where
what
you're
did
going,
I mention?
And it's important. Well, I wanted to know if you had ever practiced yoga before, because I always see these events.
No.
And I know Hillary, and I keep wanting to go to a class, and I've never done it, and I think I'm going to not be good at it, but that's not a reason to not try, of course. So you've never tried it either.
No, I should try to. No, and I should
try it.
I told a lot of different people. I should. I'm a little nervous because my right knee, I'm a little nervous, but I think I'm going to try it one of these days just to see what it is I can do. Because there is something, I love the calm element of yoga, and I love that way of the stretching part of it is so good for you, and the calm stretch of anything is just good. So I'm maybe one of these days we'll have to do that, Jewel. But no, I've never tried, never ever. But I would like to. So we'll have to see what happens.
It's not. Isn't it something that you can do quickly? And I think that is my issue, because you know how I am. I have two speeds, warp and asleep, right? There's nothing in between. And that isn't always good. And the reason I'm mentioning that it's not good is because my doctor recently told me that I need to slow down. And we were laughing because I'm going to tell you what I did. 2 weeks ago, I actually fell going up the stairs. Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Most people trip going down
the stairs, but I fell going
up
them.
People trip going up. That's a common occurrence.
Unique talent here, and I was carrying a plate of food. Of course I was, and it wasn't good. I really did.
God.
I really messed myself up pretty bad. But anyway, it's fine. It's all healing. I just look... I don't know, I look like I got a street fight on the one leg. But I was telling her about this, and she said, you need to slow down. And I was like, yeah, but have you met me? You know, I have two speeds. One is moving at 200 miles an hour, and the other is I am comatose. I'm out, you know. And I feel with yoga, you will find that happy medium, right? These are not movements that you are going to just zip, zip, zip through. You've got to focus. You've got to be mindful of how you're breathing, how you're moving, how you're stretching, and there's a rhythm to it. And that's why I think I'm going to stink at it, because I'm like, boom, 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 let's get things done, and you kind of can't do that. So it will be a challenge, but I think I should try it.
Yeah. Well, you and I will make a pact that we'll give it a shot one of these days. How about that?
Oh, God. You know, if we go together, we're going to end up laughing and getting thrown out is what's going to happen.
I know. Yeah, we'll be fine.
I won't be able to keep it together.
We'll be fine.
And I mean laughing at myself. I don't mean at anyone else.
No, I know. I know. Yeah, but we'll be good. You know. I also want to give a big shout out because in two weeks, Novena, St. Anne's Novena starts, 10-day Novena, 9 days of Novena, and the feast day of St. Anne on the 26th. That starts on the 17th. So if you're so inclined and you feel like you want to listen to some good stories and prayers and be around on the holy grounds up there at St. Anne's Basilica and on St. Anne Street in good old West Scranton, go over and see what, just see if you think it's something you like. I love going. I make it part of my schedule every year as best I can every single day, and it goes right into my schedule, and it's the 17th to the 26th, and it's a beautiful time, and I love it and love going, and just want to mention that'll be coming up soon. And at the same time, which we talked about, because I mentioned this last week when we talked to Mary Sherg about the farmer's market, the opening is always right around Novena. So I always kind of know both of these wonderful summer events take place at the same time. Novena lasts a lot shorter time than what the farmer's market brings us, but this is all good and so many wonderful things. I saw a couple great recipes too, Julie, for heirloom tomatoes, tomato pie, and roasted vegetable casserole, and a bunch of different things. Watching the Today Show this past week, I saw so. And as Elizabeth Haskell, who I love, she's a Southern cook, and she's just fabulous. And she said, don't use tomatoes. Don't make this dish unless it's tomato season because they have to be at their peak. Don't use them in January. Don't make it in January. So, yeah, I can't wait because my garden has lots of tomatoes too. So, and I was up there the other day. I was looking and doing my thing the other day, and I saw the tiniest little tomato. I don't know if it's an heirloom. I don't know which one it is, but I saw it ready to go, and it's not like a grape tomato because I don't plant any of those, but it was a form tomato just has to grow and grow, and I can't wait because they are delicious. So when I was a kid, Julie, I used to love the smell of a fresh picked tomato. I love the smell of tomato plants. And we used to pick them. And we had them growing on the side of our pool. And I would go and pick one and just wipe it off and eat it like an apple when I was a little kid.
Wow.
I loved every minute of it. I love it. Now, of course, I can't have them without S&P, salt and pepper, that is. So, but I love it, love them, can't wait. And so lots of good summer stuff is coming up. But I have to tell you that my father used to say, good old Jim Cadden, he used to say, when the 4th of July comes, the summer's over. I have to mention it every year, Julie, because
it's so funny because
I don't understand what that means, but okay.
I think he just meant that summer goes by so fast. I mean,
I guess that's probably
blink and it's done. And I'm okay with that personally, but you know, I think there's probably makes a lot of people kind of sad. You know, they want it to last longer.
Yeah.
I think it's just fine the way it is. This year's been a little bit too hot for me, so I'm actually thinking.
But you know
fall.
What? You know what though, Jewel? I'll tell you. I like it a little. I like cooler weather from a standpoint of liking the weather. But what I love about the summer is how if it rains, it dries up so quickly for the most part. The lightness. Like last night, I was sitting in my family room and it was 9:15, and it was still light on the West Mountain as I could see over on the west side, the best side. So that's what I love, the longer days, the sunshine, that just everybody's in a slower pace a little bit, and people are enjoying what the summer has to give them. So I'll take it. But in the meantime, Julie, we're going to take our leave of everyone at this point and wrap it up for this week. And next week we'll have someone from ERA will be on, one of our two lovelies will be on to talk a little bit about what's going on there. and we will talk to them, and a couple, we'll have another one of our nonprofit guests on talking about what's happening with them as well. So we have many people waiting, so we'll just have to figure out which one's going to jump on, Joel. So we'll see how that works. And in the meantime, we wish everybody a wonderful 4th of July weekend. I know that, you know, the 4th is the day after your list or before you're listening, but I hope your weekend goes smoothly and you celebrate and you have a lot of fun. And remember that we live in a wonderful country, and to have it and to move, you know, do the right thing is what we need to all do. So in the meantime, we'll see you next week. We thank you so much for listening. Be safe and please be nice. Bye.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.